to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show, episode 311. Well, last week was supposed to be 311, but we have issues with the audio, so this will be episode 311. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I appreciate it. We have a lot of folks in the chat. Oh, hold on a second. Let me get cut on the line real quick. Co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which you can hear on this fine network every Friday at 9 p.m. Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, Will. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I cannot complain. You guys can do exactly what Scott did. Call in at 706-993-4606. It was a big week in wrestling. I don't know, baby, get all of it tonight. But we'll definitely make the attempt. Tony C said he's going to call in tonight, throw some challenges. Going to have a return of a very important person. So, should be a bang-up show tonight. But first, you guys can follow along on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show, on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Any email correspondence, twcs999@gmail.com. Last but not least, you can join the website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Scott, how was your week this week, man?
Oh, week was busy. Busy week. Work, you know, prepping the show, working, do what you got to do.
How you liking the co-host life?
Oh, it's wonderful, man. I love it. Yep. Love it.
It's awesome, man. You get to work with Phil each and every week. So that's pretty cool, too, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Phil, old friends, man.
Hone it down, you and Philly Phil. All right. What do you think? What did you think? First thing I'm going to ask you about Monday Night Raw. What did you think about Monday Night Raw?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It actually looked like they actually set a show up for Shane that actually looked good instead of just, like, throwing it at him at the last minute where he probably knew nothing about it. They gave him a show, he ran it, and he put up some pretty good matches, you know. Kayfabe, but
yeah, he did. It was a really good show, and I said it, I believe it was the Facebook post on the Rant EM group page, the challenge for Raw would be two good weeks, and we got two good back-to-back weeks, so you really can't complain about that part of it.
No, who knows what they're going to do. They could even give it to him again next week. Mm-hmm. Because I was reading the Authority is not scheduled to come back until May 16th, another month.
I read that too. But even the Triple H did make some appearances at the European House Show, him and Shane, so.
Yeah, Shane was actually the SmackDown taping.
We'll talk about SmackDown in a minute. Bump it, let's do it now. AJ Styles almost gets seriously injured at the hands of Alberto Del Rio. Did you hear anything else about an update? I didn't hear an update about AJ.
I haven't seen anything on an update on that.
Okay. Haven't seen it either. Hopefully he'll be okay. I'm still ready to go for payback. Bray Wyatt get hurts too. He suffered a right calf injury and in the match with Roman Reigns, of all people.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? Roman Reigns, he's reckless. He got to control himself.
That damn Samoan. Hopefully those two guys will be okay. And they can make sure they finish the main event matches at Payback. That was the main event on SmackDown, Ted Turner, I believe. That was the main event. Let me announce the chat room real quick before we continue on with the show. Just click the button here. There we go. Currently chatting myself, Phil Ray, host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Scott is in the chat. Mac E. Legends in the chat. Nature Boy is in the chat. Terry Turner's WCW is in the chat. We got Jeff and two anonymous users.
Well, people sign in. Get your voice heard.
I'm trying to figure out. You anonymous users, make yourself known. Don't hide.
Like Tony C and Surfer.
Don't hide, man. Go on, sign in, man. Sign in. Let us know who you are. Get your voice out there, man. Let your voice be heard, man. Let your voice be heard. A couple of rumors that came out this week. Seth Rollins' return should be within the next couple of months, but he's not expected to meet it in the main event picture.
That's kind of stupid since he never lost the belt.
Yeah.
Jump right into it.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand the premise of that at all. Give me a second here. Someone said my volume's kind of low, so I'm going to see if I can't turn the volume up a little bit. Let me see.
Yeah, if Seth Rollins comes back, how could you not put him in the picture?
I know. That makes no sense whatsoever. Whatsoever at all. WWE has no plans to move Bayley up to the main event roster anytime soon. That's stupid, too.
It is and it isn't. You don't want to you don't want to deplete the talent down there. I mean, she can go, Asuka can go, you know, and then pretty much after that, there's a pretty big gap between the next ready person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you got Nia Jax, but she's still green. Yeah. As is Dana Brooks, and you know, they don't like Emma. Then for you got Eve Marie.
For some reason they don't like Emma, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I know she had an incident before, but come on, man, really?
Yeah. And then, you know, then when you go after that Eve Marie, and then you got the two Australian girls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a pretty big talent gap. Once that gets filled in and closer together, then you bring her up.
Let's see, man, is my volume better? Let's see here.
Yeah, you're right, Ted. Seth was the pay-per-view MVP when he was on top.
Yep, sure is. While we're talking about NXT, let me ask the question: with some of that talent that's kind of sort of kind of depleted down there, some of that talent that they got depleted down there, is it time for Austin Aries to step up?
Well, I mean, he's going to stay down there a little bit. They haven't brought up Joe or Bally yet, so you never know what's going to happen there. You know, both were rumored to come up after Mania.
And neither one of them did.
Nope.
And neither one did. But I guess it's a good thing that they didn't. Keeps NXT strong.
Yeah. Oh, and Emma got the call up. Jeff is saying she did wrestle Paige on SmackDown.
Yeah, she did.
So,
have you seen her pictures?
Yeah.
She got some pictures out there that look really, really good.
Emma's not a bad looking woman.
Nah, not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
She can make me a Vegemite sandwich any day. you got Jeff in the chat room. Now Swax is in there. Trump 16. Chat room's filling up tonight.
It's filling up. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. Anything you guys want to talk about, feel free to call in. Talk about it. 706-993-4606. This show is for you. This show is all for you. Everybody says I'm still low. Let me see if I can't do a little bit more here.
Yeah, Nature Boy, we remember Tyler Breeze. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And he's still on the roster.
Vince buried him so far.
They did. What's this? Did I keep hearing that Randy Orton is retiring? I've heard that twice this week. Did you hear anything like that?
No. That's just speculation. Rumors, probably. I mean, what's he going to retire for? He's, you know, been talking about coming back within the next month. if everything's good, end of this month, beginning of next, so probably within the next month he'll be back.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
Dirt sheets, you know how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really, really hoping, that he comes back and he's able to maybe... would you want to see Orton in the title picture, though?
I don't know. I mean, the title picture right now, you know, it's swirling around. You got AJ, you know, Cesaro's up in there, KO. You know, these guys are up in there. Yeah, I mean, the more the merrier, I say. But, you know, then you split them off into these feuds, and then it could work. It might not. Sometimes overloading it, then you just get run down with triple threats and four ways, and it just become boring.
Give me a second. I think I see the issue. I think I see it. Everybody says my volume is low. I think I do see the issue. Okay. How do I sound to you, Scott? Do I sound okay?
You sound fine to me.
Okay. Okay. Matt says I'm low, so I fixed that up.
Well, that's because by the time the airwaves get to Canada, they're kind of depleted.
Oh, man. Hopefully it saved my city. Let me go back and double check. Nope, it did not. There we go. All right. Oh, snap. Okay, we don't have any. Okay, we don't have any. I thought we had somebody new in the chat room, but everybody's here. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next thing. The League of Nations are looking to be breaking up soon. There's no word plan, however, for the rest of the league for what they're going to do with those guys. What can you do with Del Rio, Sheamus, and Rusev? They've already been in, what, how many main events?
Yeah. I mean, since Del Rio came back, he hasn't been in the main title picture. So, I mean, you could move him into that. And Sheamus? I don't know. Give him a potato, tell him to go in the corner. I don't know. And Rusev, you built this guy up to be a beast and an unstoppable powerhouse.
Right.
And then he loses to Cena and he can't do anything right anymore. I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It is extremely crazy. Let's move on to a few other things here. Rey Mysterio will be going back to AAA and is expecting to be used like Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar with limited tour dates, according to the Wrestling Observer. How is Mysterio being? I guess he's like a god over there or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they love him down there, you know. I mean, I don't know. They love him. You know, it's hometown, home favorites. You know, he grew up there. They revered, I guess, so he's got the family name. You know, he's involved with the Guerreros. You know, he rode the Guerrero coattails for years, man.
Yeah. He did. Next piece of news, Connor and Adam Rose suspended for violating the WWE wellness policy. I think it was Pastor Sadell made the joke that he knew it was kind of something was fishy when Adam Rose started feuding with the bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was ridiculous. I could care less. Just get them out of there. You know, the Ascension, I don't know what happened to them between NXT and the main roster. They got, you know, they got Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Adam Rose, I never liked him. I don't even know why they brought him up.
Poor Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
I feel for the dude. I wonder what he did to get in that predicament.
I don't know. Vince doesn't like him.
All right, some sad news I'm about to report. Balls Mahoney, ECW favorite, passed away this week. Did you get a chance to watch him wrestle?
Yeah, seen him wrestle live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me and Phil discussed it last night. I mean, I was a Balls fan, but not like a mark out Vols fan, you know?
Right.
That's just weird saying that. I was a Mahoney fan, but, you know, not like that. I mean, I liked the guy. He was good, but you liked him like you like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the WWE. He's there. You cheer him on. You're behind him, but you're not going to mark out like if it's AJ Styles or something like that.
Mm.
You know? But he did his part. He played his part. He was, you know, him, Axel Rotten, teaming up. Going back in the old days, he had many battles with many people over there. And we're actually going to be covering one of them this weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Get you more information on that later on in the week. But definitely we're going to be covering ECW pay-per-view this week, me and Phil. So
okay.
We'll get into that.
That's cool. That's cool. You guys cover some of the best stuff, man.
I love the one we did last night. I had never seen half those guys wrestle. You know, you hear about them, but you never see them because growing up in the Northeast in the 80s, if you didn't have, you know, cable or something, you couldn't get those matches. You couldn't get the rest of it. All there was WWE unless you were, like, trading tapes or, you knew somebody who knew somebody or PWI. That was it.
Yeah.
That's how you kept up on the business.
Yeah. See here. I'm also going through my system just trying to find out what is going on here. Okay. There we go. Trying to do this on the fly and do a show is kind of challenging. But we will keep going. We will keep going. I don't want a situation like it was last week with bad audio. Good show last week. We just had bad audio. JTT says that in this incident with Vince McMahon, it wasn't Titus O'Neil's first offense. Said the 90-day suspension was inappropriate, but the 60-day felt right because, again, it wasn't his first offense. Why would JTG even... He said this on a podcast. Why would he even call out Titus like that? I thought it was like, you know, bros before whatever, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they didn't like each other, you know? Maybe they didn't get along in the locker room. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, but... You know, maybe he's just... Maybe he didn't like. They just don't like each other, you know. You work with people, you ain't gotta like them.
That's true.
You know.
That is so good. That is so good. That's so true. So true. Nakamura will be working upcoming live events on the main roster, so they're bringing him. They're bringing him in full throttle, man.
Good. Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah.
But you gotta let him go. You can't hold him back. You gotta let him be him.
Yeah.
I mean, even Jim Crockett, not Jim Crockett, Jim Cornette said that on JR's podcast. He said he'll do good. It just depends on what Vince lets him do.
Mm.
And that's how far he'll go.
What did you think about the Bullet Club on Raw?
I love it, man. The more the merrier. You know, put some, you know, tag teams. Kick the shit out of the Usos. I don't care.
Yeah, they did. Damn, some.
Right, exactly.
Damn,
I know Tony C was loving it.
Yeah, I was too. I really was.
No, Matt Nakamura doesn't have brain damage. He's just Nakamura.
I was about to comment on that, but you did it for me, so we're gonna let it roll like that. Big Show tells Steve Austin that NXT is not pulling in younger kids like WWE. What in the world?
So Big Show told Austin they're not pulling in younger kids?
Yeah. They're not pulling, NXT is not pulling in younger kids like WWE is. What? What is he talking about?
Who?
Big Show.
I don't know. Big Show, he needs to be tested.
Is he disconnected from everything that's going on or what?
Yeah. He's done so many turns, he got himself dizzy. Seriously. That's just wrong.
Man. Let's see here. Alright. Still trying to fix the audio, guys. Save that. Next story on the list, Nikki Bella hopes to be back by this summer. It's going to be kind of weird to see her and not see Brie in the same time.
Well, even they told her she can't wrestle full time. You know, it's going to be like a part-time schedule. It's going to be a light schedule. You'll never see it do, like, the Rack Attack again, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, but...
That's right, Jeff, because the Uso, because AJ and the Bullet Club are tied to these damn Samoans. They're coming to take over. That's why they're attacking them.
It's going to be AJ. It's going to be AJ and the Bullet Club against Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Yeah.
There we go. Book it.
Yep. You probably see that in what's that? Extreme Rules, whatever they want to call it this year.
Yeah. I got to ask you, with what you're seeing now with Natty, because it looks to be Natty is going to be going against Charlotte for the next few months or so on the feud. What does that do with Becky?
What does it do to Sasha?
Yeah.
You know, what does it do, you know, what does it do to all of them if you're going to push Natty? Mm. I mean, if you're going to give Natty, give her the title and tell her to have a good day, you know, thank you, thanks for coming, you know. But she'd be the only one to hold all three titles, right?
I think so. I think so.
Yep.
She's had the...
She had the Divas. She had the Women's before that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she gets this one, yeah?
Yeah. She's had all three. She had the original. She's been a Divas champion.
Yep.
Yeah, she's been Divas champion. Then she wins this one. I don't think she will though, because there's a rumor that Sasha Banks is supposed to win it from Charlotte at SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, she could win it, and Charlotte could win it right back.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully they don't play it like that though.
Yeah, but if not, he's leaving or whatever. I mean, even though there's no mention of it, but I don't know. So Natalya, she's like a Randy Orton. You know, she can wrestle, but she's very vanilla.
Yeah.
You know? She's on the mic, but in the ring, she can go.
She can. He's trying to fix this stupid... Come on now. All right. See if that will stay. All right, let's move on to the next story. NXT, the next NXT TakeOver special is set for this coming June. It's going to be at Full Sail University. I cannot wait to see what they cook up for that next NXT special. Cannot wait to see what they do with that.
NXT should be a good one.
NXT is still the show, man.
Yeah.
To me, it is. It's still the show. I mean, my goodness. potential match card for WWE Payback. We already know two matches. We're going to get Reigns versus Styles, Miz versus Cesaro. How long do you think Miz is going to hold the IC belt?
A month or two.
Think it'll be
three matches. Mm-hmm. One just hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah.
That's KO and Zayn.
Yeah. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah. You probably have the Usos and the Bullet Club.
Yeah. Well, if you have the Usos...
Oh, wait. If they're still in the tournament, then they have to fight New Day, you know.
Yeah. I'm about to ask that. So if you think that... Do you think that Usos can win that tournament?
I mean, who do they have next? Simon Gotch?
I think so.
The Vaudevillains? They'll probably beat the Vaudevillains.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be great if you see, you know, Enzo and Cass versus the Vaudevillains in the finals.
Would be fun.
Because, you know, Enzo and Cass got the Dudleys next, and they've been going at it like crazy.
Now, so you probably see the Dudley versus Enzo and Cass as a match at Payback.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be on tomorrow night. Monday night on Raw.
Mm.
Because they're in the tournament, you know.
Yeah.
Yep, and then you would have the Vaudevillains versus the Usos.
Mm.
And the winners of those two go to the finals to see who gets New Day.
Right.
So it's one of those four versus New Day.
How much longer do you think New Day has to hold on?
They will probably, I'd say June.
Okay.
I see they lose it in June. But to who? I don't know.
I know. I just hope they lose it to somebody that it makes sense.
You know, I would like to see the Dudley Boys just win it just so they get their 10th and their 25th overall. Mm-hmm. And then just fade back to obscurity. You know, go back to what you're doing now, you know, putting teams over. But they deserve it. You know, they deserve it.
Yeah. They do.
And then you would... But what else was there? No, that's about it. But
let me see.
I mean, you got a lot of good tag teams coming up with Enzo and Cass and the Vaudevillains.
Right.
You know, so the tag team division is looking pretty good right now.
For a change.
Bringing Matty Legend, the Puerto Rican Cholos. He said, somebody said the new gay guys.
Yeah. You know,
and then he's like, Matty Legend's like, which one, Los Villanos or the Puerto Rican Cholos? Seriously, those promos that they're cutting with Epico and Primo, they really look like they're LGBT.
Damn.
You know, look at them walking around, this is a hibiscus. And they're smelling flowers, walking on the beach. God, it's bad. Go back and look at it, and you'll see it.
I saw them on Raw, but God, what was I doing? I think I stepped away when I saw them on Raw. I think I stepped away for a minute when I saw them on Raw. There we go.
Probably want to get a root canal, because that's about the only thing better than that.
So, overall, right now... Do you think this is like a WWE roster reset, so to speak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're resetting the roster in a way, and then you got, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Mark Henry and Kane and Big Show and guys like that, where they're going to end up. But they're bringing up some guys, and you're getting your other guys coming off of injury. It's just... But then you got guys going out on injury, so hard to say.
Yeah.
Just...
It's hard to call the way they're going to go through it. Man, I'm with Tony C on this. He's supposed to be calling in. Now he's got a challenge he wants to throw out there to somebody. I'm really hoping that I'm getting to the point, I don't care who it is, I want somebody to knock off Reigns so bad, man.
Yeah, he's... terrible on the mic. I just can't stand looking at that friggin' Samoan smirk. Can't wait to AJ drop kicks him right in the mouth.
You think they're gonna let AJ beat him clean?
I don't know. I'd love to see it, but I think there's gonna be some, you know, this will be like his heel turn. You know?
Yeah.
This will be like, he'll probably cheat in some fashion, get disqualified, do something stupid and turn heel.
Do something stupid and turn heel, yeah. Because you might as well go ahead and turn him, Matt. We discussed that last week. You might as well just go ahead and make him heel now, because he's getting the heel heat.
Yeah. Nobody likes him anyway. Mm-mm. What are you going to do, take away his 7 fans?
I forgot what wrestling group I'm a part of on Facebook. I think it's the Outcast. One of the members said that actually she was upset because Roman Reigns wasn't on SmackDown.
Yeah, he was.
She felt like she was robbed.
He cut that promo with AJ.
He didn't wrestle, though.
Oh, who cares? I'm sorry. You didn't see a Superman punch?
Oh, man. I don't know. Because it kind of makes it to where your champion Your champion should always be on TV. Do you agree with that or no?
No. I mean, we grew up without watching our champion every week on TV. Hogan was rarely on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he was, it was like on Brother Love once a month.
Right.
Doing Piper's Pit. He never wrestled. Right. Well, I think maybe once a year he would wrestle on Superstars.
Right.
You know, if you wanted to see Hogan, it was Saturday night's main event or a pay-per-view or you go to Madison Square Garden. And that's how it was. But the champ doesn't always have to be, you know. Should he make an appearance? Yeah, he should always be in the building. Mm. Cut a promo. Doesn't have to wrestle every night. People need a night off too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure these guys go at it, what, 250, 300 days a year? A night off is a night off.
Oh, and he is in the chat room, by the way. My good friend, my buddy, the man is known as Nobody, is in the chat room. Nobody, how you doing, my friend?
What's up, Nobody?
How you doing, Nobody? We got Nobody back on the calling show. Good to have you back, Nobody. Good to have you back. Thank you for making your triumphant return tonight. Appreciate you being here, man. Appreciate you being here. Call in if you get a chance, Nobody. Let me know what you're thinking about wrestling. Because, Lord have mercy, things are on the up and up finally.
They're looking good.
Yep. Well, with the exception of TNA, who got kicked out of their offices and now is in a warehouse.
Yeah. TNA is TNA, you know. It just keeps getting worse for them. Just keep sinking that quicksand and nobody's throwing them a rope.
Nope. Now, the rumor is they do have an investor, but Dixie doesn't want to give up all that power.
Probably. You know, yep, she wants to maintain majority control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, what's the big deal? 51 or 49%?
Yeah.
Right now, there's really no difference in the money. It's not like you're bringing in billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Let me see. Bring that up back to 100. All right. And excuse me, guys. Just trying to keep the volume going here. Hey, Nobody. What's going on, man? Good to be back. Good to have you back here. He says once or twice a month for the champion, that's all we need other than the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like I said, cut a promo. You don't have to wrestle.
Is it finally time to bring back that Cruiserweight title?
Well, I believe they are.
Yeah,
I believe they are with the coming up. The tournament.
Has it started yet?
No, they're still doing. Well, they announced it. Seven people that are definitely in it. Evolve in New York, I believe it was May 6th I saw last night, is having two qualifying matches.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pitting the tag team champions against each other to qualify for that tournament. Their own tag champions. Yeah, but they're having a match. So has it started? No, but their qualifying matches have.
Okay.
You know, so the playing games have.
Mm.
You know, seed 65 through 68. I hate that, the NCAA tournament. God, there's so many things I would change in that. But, I would love to see, like, bring over a couple more people from New Japan.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you heard about Ricochet?
Mm-mm.
So you know he's in Lucha, right?
Yeah.
Prince Puma.
Mm-hmm.
You know heard he's been in talks week. With the WWE, right?
Yep. Heard about that this week.
Film season 3?
Mm-hmm.
His contract states he cannot go on another American-based TV wrestling company until the end of season 3.
Damn.
Which would not be until 2017.
Damn.
And they're trying to work around that.
They bring on. Then we bring on Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, man?
All right. What are y'all talking about?
About Ricochet, how Lucha Underground is screwing him with his contract.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, you know, he was speculating to go to New Japan, but New Japan does have a U.S. contract, but they show matches that are over a year old, so that's a loophole to get around it, because it won't be shown at the same time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're trying to work around it. I mean, I would sign him and just not put him on TV. Let him work house shows. If the contract says specifically you can't go on TV, that's one thing.
So, Surfer, how you been doing, man?
I've been better. And then I had problems with Facebook, so.
Problems with Facebook?
Yeah.
Like what?
Jordan hack you again? No, they locked me out because I wasn't using a quote-unquote real name, so I had to make up a name. In order to get back into Facebook.
Wow.
You had to make up a name.
Yeah. So the name you see on my Facebook page is not my real name.
Oh, hold on, guys. Okay. Can you guys still hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. So, Surfer, what's your route this week, man?
It's okay.
Okay.
I've not been able to concentrate on wrestling closely. I mean, I watched it, but
the remix.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. Go ahead, Surf. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm a punk.
No. Go ahead.
I watched it. It was okay. I mean, it has some good points and some okay. But I it's not registering what happened for the most part.
I gotcha. So has wrestling been your primary means of enjoyment, or is it more like a mix between that and comics, or what?
I just. You know, I'm stretched doing a lot of things, so I don't live and breathe off wrestling per se. I watch it as a form of entertainment.
I got you, sir. I got you. Okay. Waiting on Tony C. I might call Tony C. I might just call him myself because he hit me up and. He wanted to know if he could make a challenge tonight. I don't know who he's going to challenge. I don't know if he's going to be challenging Surfer. I don't know who he's going to challenge. It might be you, Surfer.
What do you want to challenge me for?
I don't know. He said he wanted to call in and challenge somebody, so I might give him a call and see what's going on.
Okay.
I might give him a call and see what's up.
So that picture on the Rampage, that's Caitlyn? Doesn't look like her.
I didn't see that picture.
Doesn't look like Caitlyn at all.
Let me see. I did not see that picture at all. One sec. I miss Caitlyn.
Yeah, the hybrid diva.
I do miss her so much. What do you think? What do you guys think about the return of Maryse?
It is what it is. You're pushing a total divas. That's all you're doing.
Is she going to wrestle, or is she just a valet?
As far as I know, she's just a valet and the total diva, you know, push. Watch the show. You see more of Maryse.
Well, I've stopped watching Total Divas. I mean, I watched the first... two seasons, but now I've seen all I need to see on that show.
I see exactly what you mean, Scott. It don't look like her in the face.
No. Maddie Legend is saying Botox, boob job, liposuction, roids, HGH. So they made a Kim Kardashian clone, because that's what it looks like. With muscles.
I like Caitlyn back in the day, though, when she was doing her thing with AJ.
Yeah.
I do like that. Dang, I didn't know that suspension was that long. They got suspended 60 days. Dang.
That's the second violation.
Man.
Suspended. Adam Rose and Connor.
For what, weed?
Wellness violation is all it says.
Yeah, it doesn't say what they were suspended for.
Adam Rose, man, he's on. I don't know why he would be messing up. I mean, like he's on thin ice anyway. When they pair you up with one man band,
yep,
it's out the door. So
yep, I think Pastor Sadell said it best. You knew something was up when he started feeding with the bunny. You knew something was up. I don't appreciate WWE Network taking my doggone theme either. Couple weeks ago, it was us. I think Phil was with us then. I came up with Rock Cena SVU. Go look at the Grant on the Rant EN page. Look at what this travesty. Still in my idea, and I ain't even getting paid for it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Damn. I can't even get paid for my own ideas, man. Damn. I'm stealing shit. Anyway. Let me see.
Picture of Sasha's pretty damn nice.
Yeah. It is. She, she's bad, man. I think I finally fixed that damn audio. I think I finally fixed it. Yeah. There we go.
Alright.
Yeah, I think I finally fixed it, so. I don't have to mess around with it anymore. So, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, going into this week, going into some other things besides wrestling, I think I hit everything. Oh, no, I didn't. Did you hear the Hulk Hogan audio?
No, I haven't. I forgot. I was at work when it came up, and I was like, I can't listen to this at work. You know? Yeah, and I forgot all about it.
What's he saying now, brother?
They released the audio of the, you know, that got him kicked out of the WWE where he was dropping the N-bombs.
I haven't heard it yet either. Two people sent it to me. Randy was one person. Somebody else sent it to me.
The fuck is he saying?
Can't really make the audio out that well.
No. Sound like he's trying to chant raise the dead.
Sheik is just like is.
you heard the N word.
Yep.
You could make half that stuff out, but
Right? But that you heard.
You heard that. Oh, man. But you know what, though? In all seriousness, you know, as Stephen A. Smith would say, this is the land of second chances. You think Hogan will get a second chance after this? Can he rebound from this?
Not at the moment.
Well, he can take his porn money and just seriously. I mean, if he's getting all that money and he actually does get most of it,
yeah,
what else does he need to do? But sit the fuck back and chill.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's still too fresh in the news between that and the videotape.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years probably.
He's at a retirement age anyway, so.
He is.
It's not like he got to work.
True that. Guys, I finally got the audio fixed midstream. Yay. So you guys call in 706-993-4606. Phil, nobody. You guys call in for me, what you got to say.
I know,
Phil, you got a lot to say. You got a whole lot to say, Phil. The Major League Baseball season started.
Yeah.
NFL draft is about to hit. What you think your Minnesota Vikings going to do? So.
Yeah, the NXT signed one of the former Minnesota Vikings linemen.
I saw that this week.
Dude's huge, like 6'9", 300 pounds.
Yeah, big boy.
Excuse me.
Big boy. Kurt Angle was in this news. Was it a news this week? Talking about
why he went back to rehab?
I believe he was in the news. Possible WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing him come back for one more match.
Yeah. Who would you want that match to be against?
Rusev.
He makes sense.
Yeah?
It would make sense.
The whole League of Nations.
Angle can just take him out one by one by one.
Yeah. Then he'll look at you with the mouthpiece.
Did you guys see that that video with Lana?
No.
She said that was her voice. I think Chris Nixon posted it. She was talking without her Russian accent. I don't think she's going to be this V or her, you know, trying to work, learning how to be a good worker. I don't know if she can be a good worker, man.
I don't know. She's kind of.
I'm doing an 82 World Series replay with Stratabase. Nice.
It is. St. Louis versus Milwaukee.
Yeah. Boy, the Mets are going back to.
Mets are going back where?
Going back
World
to
World Series?
Yeah.
Maybe. They say healthy.
Yeah. They can certainly go back. We got the NFL draft coming up in a couple of weeks. We got payback coming back in a few weeks.
We got NBA playoffs starting up.
Mm-hmm.
You got NHL playoffs on underway.
The Civil War coming up.
Yep. Did you guys see what Obama posted about Captain America?
No.
It should be illegal to kill Steve.
It should be what?
Illegal to kill Steve.
I don't know. I'm not an Obama fan.
I'm not a Captain America fan. I never have been.
I was never a Captain America fan. I mean, I read the books. I never really liked them much. Mm-hmm. But I liked the movies. They did a good job with the movies.
Yeah.
You know, Winter Soldier was a great fucking movie.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And this one, you know, hashtag Team Stark, baby. You know why? Because they got the man on Team Stark.
Iron Man.
No.
Who?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I'm off tomorrow, surfer. I'm going to call your show and ask a question. I'm gonna call you Show, and that's a question. I want a good, honest answer, Surfer. You there, Surfer?
He left. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I'm gonna call you Show tomorrow because I have a honest question tomorrow. It won't be a disrespectful question. It'll be an honest question. Okay. I want an honest answer tomorrow, Surfer.
Okay.
Ted Turner said, "This is the first time watching an NBA game in 20 years." Damn. 20 years. Damn.
What game you watch?
What game would you watch, Ted Turner? Put it in the chat. You know, the thing about Golden State, they finished, they beat the Bulls record. What, 70? They were
73-9.
If you don't win the championship, is it a lost season for them?
Depends on when you go out. If you go out in the finals in game 7, yeah. Now, if Curry gets hurt, you know, how do you look at it that way? If they lose in the first round straight up with everybody, yeah, that's a lost season.
Yeah.
You know, what happens if Curry goes down? Yeah. Because, you know, without Curry, I mean, they're still a good team without him, but Curry's Curry.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like Jordan going out.
Curry GOAT. They blew out Houston tonight, right?
Yeah, I think they did. They were big time when I was at work.
Yeah, they're not going to hit a challenge until they get to San Antonio.
Does anybody call him that, Curry GOAT?
No.
Not that I know of.
I wonder why not. Maybe I'll start something new.
There you go. Put a hashtag Curry GOAT. Start it on Twitter, Surfer. Start it on Twitter. You know, Maggie Legend just said the Raptors. You know what?
Sorry. I'm going to get off. I'm going to try to call back, but I gotta get off right now.
Do your thing, man.
All right. Talk to you later, sir.
And Maggie Legend just said the Raptors. You know what? He might have a point. I think the Raptors can take Cleveland. I really do.
It doesn't matter.
I really do.
I mean, the question is, can you take the Warriors?
They can't.
That's the question. You can.
They can't.
You know, that's what you got to be building up. You know, that's what it's all about this year.
Yeah, but I think they can. But I think they can. They can elite. They do have a chance to get to the final because that's the type. They're the type of team that's playing together right now. And Cleveland seems to be playing as a bunch of individuals.
Yeah. So. Yep. They do. I mean, Kevin Love is not the Kevin Love of when he was in
Minnesota.
Yep. And then Kyrie Irving, I don't know. Him and LeBron just don't gel.
Mm-mm.
You know? You know why? Because Kyrie was a man when LeBron left.
Right.
And then LeBron comes back, and now he's, you know, he had to take a back seat, and he doesn't like that shit.
They need, both of them need the basketball to be efficient, and I think that hurts them.
Yep. But, you know, I mean, you got to work with it, you know. Shaq and Kobe didn't like each other, but they still got 30 each.
Yeah.
You know, one of them is going to be double-teamed. Whoever has the ball, so you pass it off.
Shaq was in the news this week, too, talking about they're going to keep the little, him and Big Show are going to keep the little rivalry going. Whatever.
Yeah, come on, man. Oh, well, I'm going to work for me at 33 down in Orlando. Me and Big Show, you know, we're going to have a match. We're just going to sit there and choke each other for like 30 minutes. It's going to be like an awkward sex tape.
Pretty much, man.
Because they did the same shit on Raw. They freaking choked each other. And then they did the same shit at WrestleMania. They
choked each other.
Yeah.
And then they both got put out.
Yep.
And then they both got put out. With Adam Rose being gone, what do you do with the social outcasts? Keep them going or break them up?
Do you take somebody from the League of Nations to fill that spot? You put Wade Barrett in that spot right now.
Oh my goodness. Ryback says he's frustrated over the WrestleMania 32 spot. Says maybe he'll find another world to work in. Whatever, man.
You know, I don't blame him. I don't fucking blame him.
Really?
The WrestleMania 32? Mm-hmm. Dude, he had a match in front of, while they were letting people in the building. It was on the pre-show. You know, there was maybe
out of all the people in there, maybe 10,000 people in the building, and they were coming into their seats. They had just opened the gates and they put that match on. Mm. I mean, this is WrestleMania, you know, whether you're a pre-show or not, you should at least perform in front of a good, decent audience and not get screwed like that. I mean, because when we were on the air, we're like, what the fuck is this shit? They have a match already and there's not even people in the building? You know? And it was a title match of all things.
How long was that match? About 14 minutes, if that?
Not even.
Yeah.
Not even. It was very short.
I just thought it was I just didn't understand why they even put him in that spot to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they even put him in that spot to begin with. Come on, Tony C. Call in, because I'm curious now.
It was 9 minutes.
Okay.
9:01.
Okay. Damn, that short.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 14 or 15.
Nope. The match basically came on, well, started at 7, pre-show was at 6 on USA. So this started about 5:45 and went off at like, well, East Coast time, 5:45 to 5:55, and that was it. I don't blame him for being pissed.
Jesus. Well, I guess it's a good thing to see Kalisto still U.S. champ. Who's going to be his next opponent, though?
Sin Cara.
That would be cool.
I believe so.
What's going to be the next thing for Mr. Damian Sandow? What's going to be next for him? Because he's not in the social outcast, I do not believe.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, babe, I don't know. It's just to get seen on TV.
get a TV check.
Yeah. Something. I don't know what's next for him. You know, maybe they should have just put the guy back in NXT if you're going to just leave him off. I don't know what the hell they did to him. He, you know, it's bad when Tyler Breeze looks at you and goes, God damn, you're buried. he must have tried to sleep with Stephanie or something.
Oh.
I mean, it had to be something like that bad because,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you're coming out on TV dressing like Magneto and all these stupid people. And you know, it all started when Daniel Bryan hijacked Raw that night.
Mm-hmm.
I brought other people to the ring. They told Sandow to go down and get him out, and he was like, nope, and went back in the locker room. What if that was real?
Could have been.
You know? I wonder if he just was like, nope, not doing it. And that's why he's not on TV, because he wouldn't do it.
The way things can work in WWE. What do you think about a potential payback match with Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose?
Oh, well, that was supposed to be the Mania stuff. But they changed it at the last minute to like Ambrose and Brock and Jericho and AJ.
Mm.
That was supposed to be like the Mania match.
Ted Turner just said, I don't know why they don't release guys anymore.
Because if you release a guy like Sandow, who has a lot of talent and is good on the mic, he can go to another company and basically, you know, I'm not going to say he's going to be their champ, but he could do very well in another company.
Mm-hmm.
So by holding on to him, yeah, you're paying him for doing nothing, but he can't go out and hurt you.
Right.
It's the same thing that Vince did in the 80s and the 90s by signing all these guys from territories like Hacksaw Jim Duggan and giving them or Terry Taylor and Coco Beware and, you know, never let them wrestle up to their potential.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not out there to hurt me, they're here.
Right.
So that's how Vince sees things.
Let me see. Let me hit over the Skype real quick. I am going to see, this is sort of kind of frustrating me here. Let me see if I can get his number. Because he's still, Nope, he still hasn't called. I am about to call Tony C. Give me a second. Because he's got me curious with this challenge he wants to throw out. And I want to make sure he has enough time to get that challenge in there.
It's a six-pack challenge.
Whatever challenge it is. I don't know what it is.
It's a beat-the-clock challenge on Tony C tonight.
Beat the Samoan challenge.
Who can build the raft and get him out of here the fastest?
Oh, snap. Let me see if I can get a hold of him real quick. Give me a second. Add to the group. Might not be able to get a hold of him. To talk about what he wants to challenge. Come on, tell me, see you pick up.
Please leave your.
He didn't pick up.
I just texted him.
Okay.
So Willie Morgan says, "Get on Skype."
Get on Skype, man. Get on. I'm gonna give you time to put your challenge up before we roll. Nobody said he's going to Lucha Underground.
The Sandow Express. Hey.
Damn.
Might as well. Can't be any worse than he's doing now.
Yeah. They have so many guys on that roster that's so talented with nothing to freaking do. I mean, really, so many guys that can work, but there's just nothing for them.
Yep.
Damn shame. Come on. Oh, I also want to get out a really quick shout out to Mia Yim for being your new TNA Knockouts champion. I got to get that out there for what good that is. Her first major title. I want to get that out there for as long as TNA is still in business. Definitely want to get that out there. Nice to see that she finally has won a major championship. Let me see here. Who we got? Currently Chetty, Matt E. Legend, Terry Turner. We got nobody. Still in the chat. Myself. Oh, there we go. There we go. Tony C., what's up, man?
Well, what's going on, big dog?
What's going on, man? You doing all right?
Yeah. We're under the weather this weekend, but trying to push through. What's going on, Big Scott?
Chilling, bro. How you doing?
Hey, man. Trying to push through. Just wanted to come on real quick, real brief. I talked to Will earlier. Had a little brainstorm. Past couple of days and, just wanted to throw it out there. Basically, what I was thinking is this is I know we've been trying to get a man from the group, you know, from our group page, Facebook page, Dante Baker. We've been trying to get you on, and basically what I came to do tonight, due to your Roman Reigns infatuation, I should say, I want to, basically lay down a challenge to a debate, open challenge to a debate regarding that guy, the guy, quote unquote, that is Charles that you love. It can be on this show, or it can be, you know, Tuesday night. Just tell us what we got to do to get you on the air, man. If we got to compensate you, I'm willing to compensate you. Monetary, if need be, appearance fee. You want an appearance fee?
Wow.
You named it.
Hey, oh, we said appearance fee.
You named it, and we'll try to make it happen. I ain't Donald Trump rich, but, you know, we'll try to make it happen.
Everybody kicking a dollar.
It's just a vote. It's just because, you know, we in political season, you know, just want to have a debate discussion because we never have heard from you, you know, and I'm very intrigued and interested to see, you know, where this infatuation, you know, comes from. You know, I already know where Randy's and Lee and Mofo,
right,
and Jen, know how they feel.
I know where it comes from.
Well, I want to hear
his cousin.
So, you know, I just wanted to come on and get that recorded, you know, on Will's show, this first chance, you know, for the new week. So, Mr. Dante Baker, I know you out there. I know you listening.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you active on the page and everything, so. Tony C is laying down the verbal challenge, if you want to call it.
The gloves are off.
This is for the Rand EM vice presidency.
Oh, that's not really what you want to call it. It could be however you want to call it. Smackdown in Samoa, wherever you want to, you know, whatever you want to talk, title it. But, I did want to come on and just, you know, put that out there. So, you let me know, Mr. Dante Baker. And then we can go from there. But I am putting out the challenge. Come on to a show. You know, let's have a, you know, verbal, you know, sparring match. And we can go from there. And like I said, if you need to be compensated, then maybe we go put up a GoFund or something.
Everybody
make this happen.
Everybody from Rainy and pull up a dollar.
I ain't scared of that, man.
Put up a dollar.
You know, we're going to make it happen. We want to make it happen. So that's why I was calling in, Will. You know, Scott, I'm going to let y'all finish up, man, because, like I said, I ain't feeling the best.
Okay.
But, you know, I just wanted to get that out there.
Tony, so, I need to spread the word.
What's that?
I'm coming back to the rant on Tuesday.
God. This guy.
He come back to the rant this on Tuesday. Guy. Yes.
Start letting people
know.
We
gotta spread the word.
Yo, be like John the Baptist to my Jesus. Spread the word. He's coming.
Yeah, man, Dante Baker.
Speaking of John the Baptist, where's Pastor?
He was on Sunday night. I mean, Sunday morning early, so yeah, you're probably getting yourself together.
Yeah, getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to speak in front of the congregation.
But y'all have heard it first here. Dante Baker, I'm looking for you. Looking for you.
Looking for you.
I'm gonna give you till Tuesday to respond. Then, you know, I want to have to start being the antagonist on you. But
has he called into any show?
Nope,
I haven't heard. But ever since his man has become a 3-time champion, I really need to get on the platform with him and see where his head is at. So,
you think he
Dante Baker looking for you?
You would think, because I've invited him to the show twice. You think he would have came on by now, particularly since this might be his guy's longest reign
No pun intended.
Yeah, I know.
Well, wherever he's at. And he got until Tuesday. If I don't hear nothing by Tuesday, then I guess I gotta go another route to get him up. Come out the Raptors. He like Sting. He wanna hang in the Raptors. So. But yeah, man, y'all finish out the show, man. Much love to you fellas, and I'm about to try to finish getting this sickness up out of me, man. I appreciate you giving me the platform, Will.
Anytime, my friend. You have a good night. Get better soon, man.
All right, man. Talk to you, Scott. All right, man.
All right, man.
Later, folks.
Later. Jeff said it's there a bounty. Is there a bounty for Dante Baker? Like I said, I've tried to get him on the show before to explain himself about his infatuation with Roman Reigns. I don't think it would be infatuation with Roman Reigns. Then he never has taken up a chance to come on.
No.
Never. So it's a good challenge.
He'll be seen in a couple of minutes. I just posted it to the rant. Breaking news.
Okay. Breaking news. To only see his challenge, Dante Baker.
Exactly. To only see his challenge, Dante Baker, to a debate on Roman Reigns on TWCIS.
There we go. We'll gladly take that. Yeah, I see it right now.
Let me just spell his name right. He kept saying Dante. It's Deontay.
I see it right here. Uh-oh. But Deontay Baker, you're going to have until Tuesday. Come on.
There we go. Got him tagged. He's going to see it.
Yeah, he's going to see it. Heck yeah, he's going to see it. He's going to have until Tuesday to come out. And if he wants an appearance for everybody, for Randy M., but pony up a dollar.
There you go.
Everybody.
And we'll make him, and we'll send him a cupcake.
Cupcake.
I'll even spring for bubble cake.
I don't think he has called any show.
No, that's Double A said he's never called in on any show.
Mm.
He's asked him to call in, told him to call in, but he doesn't.
Mm. So he needs to come. He needs to call in. And get this whole Roman Reigns thing straight.
Yup.
Damn it. What do you see? WWE's redoing the roster. What do you see some of these other direction that these titles are going to go through? Do you see Kalisto? You see Kalisto losing that title?
Yeah.
To who?
Anybody.
You don't care who?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, it could be anybody, because there's no one in particular that's, like, challenging for it.
Right now, nobody in the running for it.
Right. You know, there's nobody in the running for it, it's just there.
Mm.
You know, he's like a paper champion, that's what he's being.
Yeah.
You know, just, it was like, Sin Cara's heard, do this, well, here you go, and I don't know. But yeah, I could see him losing that belt. Mm-hmm. You know, once they decide who to give it to.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. You know, give it to Ambrose.
Seth, when he comes back.
No, but I don't think he'll hold it that long.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't see Seth coming back until around June or so.
Yeah.
You know, at least two more months. So, at that point. You know, hopefully he's lost it by then. Because he's boring.
He can jump out the gym, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah?
He can't jump out the gym. I'll give him that. What's your opinion on your nation? What's your opinion on him?
Apollo Crews?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Apollo Crews is great, man. I love the guy.
Yes.
You know, he's definitely going to go far. You know, I mean, Triple H loves him. I think, you know, he'll be your first African-American WWE title holder.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think, you know, if Triple H has his way, he will be, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's good. He's got charisma.
Right.
He's, you know, good in the ring. He's got speed, agility, power. He's, you know, got it all. You know, like, what does it say? If you're a baseball player, you're a five-star, you know.
You're a blue chipper.
what do they call it? The five. Phil knows what it is. Five key player. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you got everything that you need to go, and he has it all. You know, the only thing that's going to stop him is himself.
I'm hoping with some of this younger talent moves the older talent sort of kind of out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, me too.
You know, move the Dudleys out the way with Enzo and Cash, so to speak. Bring in the Bullet Club. Move out the Usos.
The Usos ain't going anywhere. I mean, they're still relatively young in terms of everything.
Mm.
You know?
Brother can dream, damn it.
I know. I'd like to see him gone, but, you know, they're not going anywhere.
What's going to be up with Bray? You think Bray's going to turn babyface?
Bray can't even turn left with his freaking bad calf muscle. Yeah. I mean, they're only 30 years. The Usos are only 30 years old. They'll be 31 in August.
That's all?
Yeah. Damn. So, I mean, they still got five, six good years left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if one gets hurt and the other one sits out, so that's even, you know, could prolong that career.
But once Bray gets back healthy, you think he can turn babyface? I think he could.
Just leave him alone. I mean, he's a tweener right now. He's over, you know, with the fans at least, as a tweener.
Yep.
Just let him be Bray. Let him just do his thing. If he's over with the fans, he's over with the fans. You know? And that's it. That's what I say. Just leave him be. Don't try and make him a face or a straight heel.
Mm.
If you're going to do that, then take him out of the whole Wyatt family. Just let him be solo. You know?
That would be interesting.
I mean, they tried it, and he was pretty good, but the other guys just couldn't get over.
Yeah.
Rowan and Harper. I mean, Harper was the IC title holder, but Rowan...
couldn't really do anything.
No.
So we shall see. We shall see. All right. Let's go ahead and run down the shows. Start getting ready to call it a night. about that 12:30 time for us to roll on out. Don't forget tomorrow. I'm going to start up with Surfer Show. Don't forget tomorrow. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the Where You Reading Comic Book Show. Live every Monday at 11:30 is Talk Brunch with Rick Darr and the crew. Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. is The Rant, followed right after those guys by Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee Champion and Rage. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and my man Scott, who's on the line with me, every Friday at 9 p.m. Wrestling Calling Show every Saturday at 11. So there is your lineup. Check it out. Good entertainment. Particularly on Tuesday, those guys are freaking out from Geese. They be having me rolling, man.
Yeah, it's Tank and Rage this week.
Yeah, Lee's gonna be gone.
Yeah, those two, forget about it. It's fucking Fugazi, forget about it. It's gonna be a crazy show.
Yeah, it will be. Definitely be there to catch that. Definitely be there to catch that.
Gonna be a lot of shut the fuck ups.
You know that's gonna be happening.
Yeah.
So in that sense, well, didn't Tank win that contest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he won that contest to be the host. So he's the host, and Rage is still co-hosting. Okay.
Yeah, and then you know, you're gonna be on Surfer Show tomorrow.
Yep, I got some questions for Surfer. Some legit questions for Surfer. Oh my goodness, some legit questions.
Did Tony C get you sick over the phone? Sniffling like that?
I was sick beforehand. I was there beforehand. I got around a young lady that worked the other day. I think it was Thursday. who was really, really sick. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a technical consultant. So a lot of times I have to touch phones. And and the one thing that you always touch, whether you're sick or you're healthy, is your cell phone. So, and the little rubbing, the little Purell or whatever soap.
Yeah,
you put hands, what you put on your hands.
Get a sanitizer.
Yeah, the little sanitizer may not kill everything, so.
I'd be like, slice all the shit out of it. Sorry.
But you know, the funny thing was, the customer said, I'm just not getting over this cold, so you should be okay. I don't think I'm contagious. Well, guess what?
Lysol her ass, dude. Like it's Aquanet.
It's crazy, man. And it's like, you know, they're talking to you and they're sneezing and oh my goodness.
Did you have a big snot bubble come out?
Yeah, man. Man. Can you go to the bathroom and get some tissue for me, please, sir?
Oh my God!
I had to go and do that for her. And say, oh man,
lady, if you're sick, go to Walmart and buy a box of Kleenex.
Exactly.
Hey, stop wolfing sheets and get a little pack. Put them in your pocket, right there on your lapel, in your lapel. Put it in there.
And why are you coming out anyway? You're sick.
Yeah. Because her phone wasn't working. You know, some people with their cell phones, it's like, you know, it's like you took their kid away from them.
At times, you do appreciate the passion when they come in and they act right, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, boy, woo. They can come in and be belligerent. I had somebody come in one time. Their Facebook videos were not working. And a lot of times that has nothing to do with your phone. That's the format of the video.
Yeah.
And they'll swell up and down. It's the fall of Sprint, but it's not. And no matter how often you say it, you know, they still want something done to the phone.
Oh, I know. So I know. People don't listen to what you're saying. You know, I only work here.
Yeah.
It's my job. Yeah. You know, you came to me for help.
I'm only doing this 10 plus years. So you're not listening to
me. Yeah, exactly. You know, and then, you know, being a customer service as well, I love when you tell people something and they're like, well, you didn't help me at all. Because
yeah.
I fucking can't help you, you idiot. Or you just don't like my answer.
If you,
you know, I told you what to go and what you need to do.
If you know what to do before you get to me, why even come bothering? Why even come in the store talking to me? If you know what to do, just do it.
Exactly. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about,
sir. I don't.
You know what you're talking about, sir. You know what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Good times, good times.
Yeah. Well, one of the few things. Hopefully we'll get another good Raw this week. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Another good Raw.
I think, isn't it from England this week, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Shoot. Make me miss Sunday Night Heat.
Oh, well.
But there's nothing going on tomorrow. Wrestling-wise, I don't believe on TV.
No?
Nope, nothing.
Watch the network.
Yeah, you can watch the network, or you can watch the NBA games tomorrow. I think the Eastern Conference starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they start tomorrow. I thought the Heat was going to do a little something, but when Chris Bosh went down with his injury, nope.
Nah, Wade's not what, you know... Well, he can't be the one-man gang anymore.
Yeah. He needs a lot of help. A lot.
He's close to retiring anyway. When he come in the league? 2002-03?
2002-03. From Marquette. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, 14 years already?
Yep.
You know, I mean, his knees have been killing him for the last 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's close to retiring.
Before we go, I gotta shout out real quick to Kobe Bryant. Beautiful career. Wonderful career. Congratulations to Kobe. That had to be the guest. That had to be the best final game ever from anybody. Ever.
Shaq challenged him to get 50. He gets 60.
Because I think when Jordan retired his last game, he only had 15 points. So,
which got, retirement?
As his
his first, right? Second, or third?
Yeah, I think it's his third. As a wizard, no less. As a wizard, no less. So,
yep,
it's crazy, man. All right, any final thoughts you want to get out there before we roll out for the night?
No, I'm all good here.
Me too. next week, we'll be back on doing the same thing. Hopefully, we have some more callers next week to join us. I didn't get a chance to talk to Big Tone this week. I think he's still working overtime, so hopefully he'll be with us next week. I will be here as well. Want to thank the chat room for being here tonight. We appreciate you guys being here.
Nobody. Maddie's Legend with a Death Wish pick. Little Death Wish avatar.
Death Wish. Man. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Phil, who won the World Series tonight?
Who won that World Series anyway?
Oh, it was St. Louis. Oh,
okay. That was the Mark Aguirre team, wasn't it?
Oh, no. This was 82.
Okay. Okay, way before. Okay.
Yeah. This is, yeah.
Matt, where'd you get that from? Uh-oh.
Nobody wants a part of it.
Let me get him in here real quick before we roll out for the night.
What happens to the scroll along the top where you see, scroll with the phone number above the player? There it is.
Yeah, it's there. He's calling there right now. Nobody. What's up, man?
Willie D and Company, what is up? I had to call in for you shut down tonight. What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I'm up here configuring my laptop, so that's why I wasn't too busy tonight. I'm doing like five things at once. But I heard you. I've been listening to the show, and I was like, let me call in before you sign off.
Appreciate
it's kind of good to see WWE is moving, at least facing in the right direction.
Yep.
But, we all know Uncle Vince could get in that mix and blow that, like, at the drop of a hat. So let's see where they at, say, around, I don't know, what, SummerSlam? Mm-hmm. Let's see what's going on after SummerSlam, and then we can, either yay or nay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agree.
I definitely agree with that.
But to break from topic for a minute, how about that Lucha Underground, fellas? Have you been watching it?
I gotta catch up. I binge watch it.
That's a wrestling show, fellas. Okay, if you just miss the good old days, the days when they get in the ring, mm-hmm, and put on a show, mm-hmm, and then they cut some promos about how they just gonna kick off in your ass next week, where they don't like you, or you said something, or you owe money, or you said something about their mama. That's the show. Okay, that's the show.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness! Yeah, I'm with you, Scott.
Always a trip.
But now, ain't that slick though? Uncle Vince trying to pull Prince Puma, who's probably there. I'd say after John Morrison and Alberto Patron, which they already yanked him. Mm-hmm. That's basically your top three guys. Was, yep, Alberto, John Morrison, Prince Puma. If they yank Prince Puma, then all you got left is John Morrison. So, blind. Somebody's keeping track of Lucha Underground and how entertaining of a show it is. Like, who that said earlier, Vince would sign talent and just put them on, put them on basically paycheck waivers. Just if they on the payroll, they can't hurt him. Right. And that's what it looks like to me, is that he's peeling talent from Lucha, because Lucha really got all the makings of being a breakout show and doing everything that TNA so far has failed to do.
Yep. And don't forget, Puma also wrestles in Japan as Ricochet, so.
Right. And that was a couple months ago we was talking about, it looked like the E was going to invade Japan, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Because they took the Bullet Club, Bullet Squad, whatever they was,
Nakamura.
Are they guys and basically kind of gutted, was it New Japan, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Man, I don't care what Triple H say. I don't care what Steph say. That's cool that Shane is back. Good old Uncle Vince is always behind the scenes. The Pac-Man himself who gobbled up the territory, and he still got that same mentality when it comes to business. You simply consume it, box it away, pay him to stay at home. What was that? Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. Remember, they was great the talent, and they was getting paid big bucks to sit at home when it was with the WWE. Who remember that?
Oh, yeah. The world's greatest tag team. World definitely remember team. Them.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's Uncle Vince, baby. I don't think Triple H operate that way. I think he got too much respect for the game, and, you know, let these guys go out there and make a name for themselves, get famous. You can always buy them off later down the road. Right. Like AJ Styles. You see how AJ has been out there for so long. He's in his 30s now, but now they finally bring him in on the red carpet and it looks like they're really going to do something with him. See, that's Triple H mindset, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm not, you know, I don't have ESPPP, but I do think Triple H wouldn't whack these guys the way Vince just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
It's all business.
Yep.
I think in real life, I think Vince and Donald Trump probably have more in common than the two of them would ever admit. I mean, they're both cold, calculating businessmen. They do whatever gets them ahead, whatever gets them that almighty dollar. I think that's the way Vince worked, and I think that's the way Trump worked, too.
Yeah.
True that, man. True that. What do you think about the NBA Finals, man? Or NBA Playoffs, I should say.
Barring the unthinkable, somebody getting hurt, I don't even want to say his name because it could be a curse. The Warriors' main obstacle is San Antonio. They can beat every other team out there. They beat them all. Mm-hmm. They know how to play them. The other teams can't really match them on the floor for six. You know, the Warriors' real secret is team play, rebounds, 3-point shooting.
Yep.
They got five guys who can series basketball for 60 minutes. All the other teams are still working in the old system of we got a big man who can get under the hoop and jam the ball. We got a superstar who can do these superstar things. You know, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson era type superstars. The Warriors didn't come with the new formula of, yeah, you got to have a superstar in there who can do extraordinary things, i.e. Steph Curry,
right.
But you got to have four guys around him who can play some serious basketball for 60 minutes. And when the other team is gasping and out of get, you know, they didn't run out of fuel, they burnt out, your team can keep going that 60 minutes. That was how they beat Cleveland last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, LeBron was done. He had played 40-plus minutes of LeBron, I walk on water, chew bullets and shit ice cream basketball, and Steph Curry and the Warriors were still ready to go another 20 minutes, and there was nothing that they could do.
Yeah.
You know, nothing that Cleveland can do. So that's the Warriors' real, you know, secret to their success. It's not that they, you know, the last sons of Krypton and nothing like that. It's that they all great basketball players who can play 60 minutes of basketball.
Right.
And Steph is this great player. But if the other teams can't adjust to that formula, they keep using the old era formula, big man and superstar, forget it. Two men can't get it done no more. You got to have five guys out there who can play 60 minutes of basketball, and then add to the fact these guys fight for rebounds, they play team ball where they move it around. There ain't nobody out there, you know, superstarring, you know, going through the Kobe thing or the Shaq thing. And then add to the fact they will kill your ass on 3 points. If you leave them open and let them get on the roll, it's like the game, remember in NBA Jam?
Yep.
Where if you made three pointers, all of a sudden the ball was on fire, and the guy would say, "He's on fire." That's the Warriors.
That was ball.
I mean, literally, when they start jaying threes, and you see them hit two of them, if they hit a third one, right. That's your ass.
Let me ask you.
Just forget it.
Let me ask your fellow a question. OKC can't do nothing with them.
You would have
say that last part again.
OKC can't do nothing with Oklahoma City.
Durant and Westbrook would have to have 40 apiece at a minimum for them to win a series every night, and that ain't going to happen.
I'd have to agree with that, Willie D, because like I said, once again, they working on the old formula.
Mm-hmm.
Big man, superstar, and it's like, what are the other three guys on their team doing? Are they just cast? Because that's not going to cut it against a five-man strong team that can play some serious hard top basketball for 60 minutes.
Do they go 8-9?
And that's basically what the Warriors do.
Because they go 8-9 deep.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about the games the Warriors have lost, It's the games where at some point in the game, they take their foot off the gas and the other team manages to pull ahead, and then the Warriors start playing catch up and end up losing the game by probably 10 points or less.
Right.
That's because for whatever reason, they took a break, they took it too long, and the other team managed to kind of do old ear ball, the superstar, the big man, they get the points and they managed to hold it down until the clock went out.
Right.
But that's the few games they lost. If you watch all the games they won, where they won like this last game with Houston where they just blew them out, they basically played 60 minutes of ball and keep up.
What did you say, Scott?
I was going to say that loss to Minnesota, yeah, they let up, but they needed to see that. They needed to see if we let up, this is what's going to happen. And it came at the right time. Three games before the end of the season, almost lost your chance to break the record, and you're going into playoffs.
I agree with what he just said, Will. They needed to see that, to see what their weakness is, what they need to not do, especially being that this is the finals. You either win it all or you go home. And they don't want to come off like some fluke team that won it once. And, you know, they want to be in that echelon with San Antonio and Lakers and win it two or three times, in which case then people can say, okay, the Warriors are serious. It wasn't just luck. It wasn't just a fluke. You know, wasn't it? All the great players are gone. Shaq is gone, and AI is gone, and all the great guys finally have to sit down and retire. Kobe's gone. You know, it's that the Warriors are that new America's team. They are Dallas Cowboys in the 90s. They are the Yankees of the early 2000s, or Boston Red Sox. Only they don't have to buy championships the way those teams did. They just got some great talent and team to go out there and win it.
Hey, the Yankees didn't buy championships in the late 90s. That was all homegrown talent, man, with Jeter, Bernie Williams, Pettit, Posada, you know, Paul O'Neill,
maybe I got my,
Tino Martinez.
Maybe I got my decades wrong, but when they got A-Rod, come on, man.
Oh, yeah,
A-Rod, Jason Giambi,
Gary Sheffield.
I mean, yeah, man, that was like...
Yeah,
you know, that was almost like Formula One racing when, you know, you put Mario Andretti in the car and all the money goes to him, and then you shock, he wins the Formula One championship at the end of the year. You know, that was everybody knew how that was going down. But no, the Warriors want to be in that kind of they want to be in that category. They want to be the best team of this era.
Yeah, they want to be a dynasty.
Yeah, right there. That was the word I was looking for. They want a dynasty. They want a three-peat. You know, they humble enough not to get ahead of themselves as far as the interviews go, but you can bet in that locker room, they sitting there thinking, they remember them scenes that they show all the time on the NBA highlights of Kobe and Shaq, and they holding two trophies, the millennial trophy, you know, who don't want to do that?
Right.
You know?
I still say, though, there was a debate a couple weeks ago if this Golden State team could beat the Bulls team, 95-96 Bulls team. I don't think they could, but that's just me. What do you guys think?
I don't think they could. The Bulls team, as we were discussing, Will.
Let me put it and say nobody's a chicken shit. I cannot find a reason to disagree with what you gentlemen just said. Okay, can I get off with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't find grounds to disagree.
Like
Michael Jordan was.
Go ahead.
Michael Jordan was like insane. I mean, it was crazy to at his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as players, Steph is an awesome player. He will go down. He's a future Hall of Famer, and he'll be a legendary player. He don't really, you know. The more he does, the better, but he's already kind of in that category. But once again, I cannot disagree with what you two gentlemen just said.
I'll give you a reason why. I think it's because when you look at Michael and you look at Scotty, you look at two players who worked both ends of the floor. One was a legit 6'6", the other was a legit 6'7". They can shoot over the top of you. They can also play that lockdown defense. And...
About that one year, which was like their greatest year with the record and everything, they basically had almost the same setup as the Warriors. They had Michael Jordan, they had Scottie Pippen, they had Rodman on rebounds. If y'all remember, was it Paxton was a 3-point man.
Yep.
I don't remember who the fourth, who the fifth guy was, but they basically had four guys who you could almost say specialized in doing something. And then you had Michael Jordan bring it all together.
You had Steve Kerr at one point. You had Steve Kerr at one point, but Steve Kerr and John Paxton, I don't think they ever played together.
No, it was Tony Kukoc in the middle.
Yeah, Tony Kukoc. Mm-hmm.
And then you had your big man in the middle. You took the, what I was going to say was, what you were describing before is you have the Warriors of today are five guys that play as a team. They don't have the format of everybody else.
Right.
The Bulls were five guys that played as a team with that format.
Right.
Right.
That's why they...
Only difference being, yeah, Michael Jordan, who brought it all together.
Yep.
And Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan. I mean, the stuff that that man was doing at the height of his career, you just went, wow, I can't believe, you know... He's doing this, and yet we're seeing it. He's doing it. So yeah, I again can't just talk down the Warriors. Y'all understand? I'm Bay Area fly, fellas, the city. But what y'all just said as far as Bulls versus Warriors.
I got my man Phil Ray from Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the line. Phil, how you doing, my friend?
I'm all right.
All right, well, it's a hostile takeover. We're here.
What's up, Becky? Still, what's up?
What's going on, my man? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Work is good. Life is good. I can't complain. It wouldn't help anyway.
I just wrapped up the extracurricular activities, and I thought I would... I heard some basketball talk, so I thought I'd chime in.
Appreciate it, man. What you want to chime in about?
I don't like any comparison from that era to this era because the game is so different.
That's true.
The rules are different.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
There's no more legitimate... I mean, I don't think there's more than 10 teams in the league that has, like, a legitimate center anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play defense anymore. You can't even hand check anymore.
Nope.
And no disrespect to Curry. I think Steph is an amazing kid. But, you know... Guys like Ray Allen and Reggie Miller were getting half the looks he was getting. They were making
That's
like 200. When the records were being broken, it was like 170, 200 threes. This guy broke his own record by 100 and something, you know, threes. But he's getting more looks than, you know, a hooker on Hunt's Point, man. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
True.
Like, this kid, I don't know, again, the kid can shoot from the bathroom. He's amazing. I don't think I've seen a more, you know, a pure shooter in like, in my 30 years of watching basketball, you know, but I think like I think the game is different.
Yeah,
you put Steph Curry and Klay Thompson against any Celtic, Piston, or defensive Bull teams from the mid 80s to the mid 90s, and I can even throw in Indiana Pacers with the Davis boys and all them guys playing defense. I don't know if they're gonna get those guys. I don't know if you're gonna get that kind of work, man.
They were playing a different ball back then.
A lot different.
You said it. You know earlier that the game has changed. They were playing different ball back then. Curry wouldn't have got those looks back then. But now, because they're playing this team ball thing, where it's all about faking out the defenses, moving the ball around, and it's like who's going to get it. Well, you know they want to give it to Curry, but if Curry is covered, they can always give it to one of the other four guys, and they're just as equally dangerous a threat. And so, how do you defend that? Well, in reality, you can't. You got to play man-to-man because zones and all that are not, you know, fencing guys out. That old-school stuff, don't get caught watching the paint dry. That stuff don't work anymore. Now we got five guys out there who can drill you 3 points from any part of the field, you know?
Yeah. So they're all talking about Klay and Steph. No one's talking about Green.
Uh-huh.
There's the guy that makes the plays happen. And he's on, and I know the point guard runs the floor,
right.
But you put him in any of those slots, like the three slot, or you know what I'm saying? Like you put him in a three slot, Green, and he's a monster. And they spread the ball so well that it's hard, like nobody's saying, it's hard to defend them because that's how good they are. And I think the league is going to start picking that up. They're going to start getting guys that can pick it all the time. That can run these plays. Because if you can't, you know, I mean, defense obviously is out the window. You know, you've seen the All-Star game. It was like, you know, it was like, forget about it. That score was I couldn't even watch that game. You know, and I grew up in a different era, so it's hard for me to say, are they better than the Bulls? Because the Bulls play defense. They had guys like B.J. Armstrong, Tony Kukoc, Horace Grant. Forget about Pippen and Jordan. I mean, Pippen played defense to an extent, but the other guys played defense, you know? So, like, you know, it's hard to – it's a different game now. Totally different game. Totally different.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with what Phil just said. It's a different game, different era. Everything's changed.
Yep.
I think that's one of the reasons why the Warriors are beating a lot of those teams so easily. It's not just because they're like more talented or more skilled. It's that a lot of those teams are still kind of in the old school, the previous era, and they haven't stepped up to the new era. When they figure it out in the next couple of seasons, then you're going to see the Warriors out there fighting for every win. They ain't going to be thinking about breaking records. Then they just going to be thinking about making it to the post.
Can you imagine if Ray Allen got the looks? And I'm not saying Ray Allen's a better shooter than Steph Curry. By no means. Or Reggie Miller. Can you imagine if those guys had as many looks as Curry's getting now
Jesus.
In the last three seasons?
Jesus.
I think Reggie Miller would shatter those records. And again, I'm not saying he's better. Curry's an amazing... I think Curry's the most... Probably one of the most purest shooters I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I've seen plenty of good shooters growing up in the 80s and in the 90s. I feel like they're getting more looks because they're spreading the ball out so much. And like nobody said, once other teams figure that out, they're going to start picking up on guys, you know, that can do that. You know, I'm not as good as him, obviously, but guys that'll compete. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. I don't put a lot of stock in that record, man. I don't, not because, I mean, if this was 1997, I'd be like, yeah, all right, I'll take that record. That's amazing. Now it's like, I was more happy for Kobe that night than I was for Golden State. You know?
You know what the conversation the other coach is going to be having? It's going to be about how to find players who can play man-to-man cover. If they can cover their 5 men on the floor, can cover the other guy on the other team, and not let them be slipping open and whatnot, that's when you're going to see, you know, this Warrior phenomenal thing is going to kind of level out, and it's going to be like, okay, they're a great team on their best nights. They're a very good team most nights. It isn't going to be like Curry and the Warriors walking on water like it is now. But that conversation has to happen with the coaches on the team where they're going to go, okay, we got to get this to where we got 5 guys on that floor who go out there and hold a man.
Right.
And not have these guys slipping away from getting 3 feet of space and then jumping up 2 feet and busting the 3J from downtown and like hitting 3 of them in a row, or, you know, because like I said, that's basically how the Warriors is killing guys. Once they drop 2, they hit the 3rd one, forget it. They like almost 10 points ahead of you, and then they play a little defense, cause you to throw up some bricks because you're in desperation mode trying to play catch up. Next thing you know, they get on the roll, they score 12, 15 points on you. You know, that's how the Warriors is doing it right now.
As yes, much sir. As I hate Charles Barkley, as a commentator, I love him as a player. He mentioned a couple of weeks ago that he doesn't like watching the game. And he's a guy who gets paid to watch the game, and he can't watch a full game anymore. And this is the first time in my existence, because I can't stand him behind a microphone. Now, not because he dogs my Knicks all the time, but he's terrible all around, right? But when he said he can't watch a full game, I have to agree with him. I found myself at times putting these games on. I'm not forget about the Knicks because I come home late at night, so I like all the West Coast games. I like, you know, Golden State, Sacramento, and, you know, Houston or whatever. And then, and even as a kid, I liked those games. And I grew up with Mitch Richmond, Pete Chilcutt, all those guys too.
Ooh, Sacramento. Mitch was awesome.
Right. So now I'm like, you know what? I said, he's right. The league, you can't even like defend. If you even you can't defend like you used to defend. Guys line up in the paint, they get fouled. You take 2 steps in, you know, near the basket, it's like they blow whistles on you. Guys getting fouled out that are normally 18-10 guys a game, you know, 18 points, 10 boards a game, they're getting fouled out by the second half. Before the second half, I should say, because now it's like it's a totally different game. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You have now, and when you draft these teams, you can, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would Phil is saying right now, you could equate it to when they went into that protect the quarterback mode about a decade back, when, you know, just touching, what was it, roughing the passer and all that kind of stuff. And then when they started saying that, everybody was like, roughing the passer? You never even heard a call like that before.
Right.
You know, it was a complete change to the game, and I know I'm kind of bouncing from basketball to football, but I'm trying to like parallel the stuff of these changes that have happened where it kind of makes sense. That was when it came up with, you know, people saying, hey, the game isn't the same anymore. You can't touch the pass, and you can't, you know, you put a hand on him and it's a penalty. It's, that's basically what Phil was saying. I mean, you know, you kind of roughly, boom, foul. And then, you know, you get so many and then boom, you out the game. And all of a sudden you're playing, you know, you're playing some guy off the bench.
That's how Michael Jordan got to it. If Michael Jordan got in your head and he was defending you, you know how he got in your head? Hand checking you. Not getting the hands in the face. He would hand check you because he was so quick on the step. And like guys like Worthy and Isaiah and Vinnie Johnson, those dudes were like hand checking, you know, and then my Knicks with John Starks. Those guys would, like, they wouldn't even get in your face. They would hand check because they had that step on you. Now you can't put that step on a dude. And that's why Curry's breaking ankles on his cross, because the dude can't get touched. They made a video online of how many ankles he broke, like how many guys broke trying to defend him, right? And I watched, me and my partner at work are watching this. I told my partner, I'm like, yo, Rick, I said, nobody's touching this dude. If that was 85, Joe Dumars would put him on his ass. Like, straight up. You watch any of those defensive Piston teams, they would put you on your ass.
You remember the, was it the early 90s Detroit Pistons?
Yeah.
How hands-on they were, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
They couldn't even play in this era now. They couldn't even play in this era now. No.
Look, what was the Sixer team that went to the finals with Iverson? Was that 90? No, 90.
No, it was like 03.
No, yeah, 03 or 01 or something like that.
Yeah, against the Lakers, yeah.
Larry Brown coaching them, right? Remember that team?
Yep.
Can you imagine? Because that team played defense.
It did.
Can you imagine Iverson trying to guard one of those dudes? And, you know, Iverson was all around a fantastic player.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can't, like, it's so hard to differentiate. Like, I don't want to compare them. I don't want to compare Golden State to any of those teams, because those teams play defense. That's it, man. It's hard. It's hard to compare a lot of the NBA in general, too. It's hard to compare. Even in the NFL, the game is different, too. But the NBA is so jaded now. Like, it's... God, no shit. If your team sucks, you're in the hole for a minute, man. Wow, like my team is terrible. I gotta wait another 2-3 years till we fear up the cap and get some coaches up in here and pretend that we have a team in here.
Yeah.
So now if your team isn't good, then you have to watch mediocre. Again, we have pieces. Don't get me wrong. I love Porzingis. I hope Carmelo stays. He probably won't. Who cares? But like, I think the nucleus. I mean. These teams have to build on a nucleus, and the kids coming out in the draft are not as gifted as the Currys are in the world. It's a different game. They're coming from a way different game. In college, they still play defense.
Yep.
So, like,
you guys remember when they came out with the West Coast offense, and it was the Niners and the Dallas Cowboys, and the only team that really had a chance against it was the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
And everybody else was getting burned. All the other defenses were getting burned by the West Coast offense, and it changed the whole NFL game. Everybody started having to emulate the West Coast offense. I think that's what the Warriors are doing right now. They come up with a new format of play, and the other teams got to adjust to it. And it might take 2 or 3 seasons, but when they adjust to it, is when I think the game will get what Phil is looking for, and that's competitive again. Where it won't just be the Warriors rolling people up, you know.
I mean, Phil, look what they had to do in hockey. They had to change the rules because of the Devils.
Well, the trap, not they didn't change because of the Devils. They changed the rule because all the influx of Euro players that came in the 90s, like Jager and Solani and Kovalchuk, all those guys that came in, and the rink is 6 inches bigger on each side. So that's another reason why the game had to get tight, man. When they instituted the trap, it was boring hockey, but you had to block all the Euros, man. But now, and you think about basketball, and it's a good segue, too, that's why you're my partner now. But when you have guys like, you put, like, 40% of the NBA now is other.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, it's not just 80% African American, 20% cracker, and whatever else. Now it's 60-40. The 40% is Europe, like Spain,
South America,
and then you got all the, what do you call it, the Eastern Bloc, you know, like Slovenia and fucking Poland and all the other countries.
Yeah.
And the game there is different. You're going to see the Olympics this summer, you're going to see a contrast of styles. Because the International Basketball Association don't play that shit when it comes to, you know, not playing defense.
Right.
The Spaniards will put you on your ass.
They will.
You know what I'm saying? They'll put you out. And I think that the NBA should really reevaluate this whole their rule situation. You know, I think, listen, back in the day when you scored 120 points, you earned them 120 points.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a thing where, I mean, you had the exception with the Bulls. But before that, when the Pistons put up 120 points against anybody that was remotely good, they earned it.
Yep.
Knicks, Pacers, the old Utah Jazz team with Stockton and Malone.
Them dirty bastards.
And try doing that against freaking Seattle back in the day Gary Payton.
Gary Payton, the glove? Can you imagine Can you imagine Gary Payton not being able to hand check?
No.
They called him the glove.
Yep.
They called him, they nicknamed him the glove.
Yep.
Like, that's some shit right there, man. So I think the league has to reevaluate that shit, man. Earn that 100 points.
I was there. Gary Payton, Nate McMillan, Sean Kemp, Dudley Shrimp, man.
Oh, Sean Kemp and his freaking 36 illegitimate kids.
I ain't mad at him, man. I ain't mad at him. Well, you have to reevaluate the league, because you're going to, I mean, again, the league is very popular. I mean, it still generates money. Don't get me wrong. Kids, it's very popular here in the Northeast, too. But kids are playing basketball all the time. I think that, you know, you can't, going back to the same argument, we're doing this all week at work. You cannot compare any of those teams to these teams now. Any of them. I'm sorry. It's like apples and oranges.
You can make a case for that Dr. J. Moses Malone Philly team, too.
The game I just played, the Stratomatic, they have a basketball game, and they played the Bulls versus Golden State, and the Bulls beat them in 7 games. Yeah. But that's cards and dice, and it's by chance. It's not like, you know, they put the stats up against the cards and you roll the shit.
Right.
Or whatever. But you know, the company that makes my game that I play has a basketball league, and then, you know, that'd be interesting to keep. I want to roll that same series 4 or 5 times and see what I get.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but 7 games, I could see it going 7 games, but, you know, these kids, you know, you hanging with some serious, I mean, Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong, guys like Tony Kukoc, Pippen, I mean, those dudes can play, man.
Rodman.
Yeah. Kerr. Yeah, Rodman was on, Steve Kerr. Yeah, man, that's some, Craig Hodges was on one of those teams, too, I think.
Like, Horace Grant with his goggles.
Grant was he played defense. Yeah.
They all did.
Tell Xavier McDaniel he couldn't hand check. Tell Charles Oakley he couldn't hand check. Xavier, like, now I'm getting mad because I'm thinking of all these guys that can play.
he said Xavier McDaniel. I heard that name in years.
X-Men, come on,
right. Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, I hate Sprewell.
Oh well, he hand choked, not hand checked.
Father, yeah, my dad rested. God rest his soul. That was the last series my dad and I watched before he passed away.
Mm.
I died in 2001, right in the month after 9/11. Mm. But the year before that was when was 2000 when the Knicks had that Cinderella run against San Antonio. And my dad, every time he touched the ball, my dad was like, "That dude's a fucking criminal." My dad did not like Latrell Sprewell. Anything. He's like, "Look at the way he puts his hair. Look at the way that dude talks to people. That dude is just a savage." My father hated Charles Sprewell with a bat.
I'm gonna tell you the dude on that team I hated. Hubert Davis.
Hubert Davis could shoot from the bathroom, though, man.
His drama queen ass. Come on, man. I want no Charles.
That's fine. He could drama queen all he wanted, but you know what? That when you needed 10 points off the bench, money could shoot, bro.
But Phil, that wasn't enough.
You needed, bro. I don't want him to start. I didn't want him to take 2 fouls, score me 10 points off the bench, and that's what that motherfucker did. But he rightfully wants.
That wasn't no charge on Pippen against him in that.
No, of course it wasn't. Of course, I'll admit that. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm telling you, I admit that.
Oh, my
God. You just got to remember one thing. At one point, the Knicks had the best quarterback in New York City in the late 90s.
Oh,
better than the Jets or the Giants. We had Charlie Ward.
Yeah, Charlie Ward from the Seminoles. God bless Charlie Ward. Jesus. But, you know, again, it's such a good argument because they're so good. And I'm nothing but happy for those fans. They deserve a good team out there. And, you know, I just hope that they keep that nucleus of players together as long as they could. You know, and just you keep Tae Green, Thompson, and Curry, and that's your team. You could put anybody with those guys, and they'll win you a bunch of games.
Nobody. How long was Golden State pretty much a barren wasteland? It was like a barren wasteland for the longest.
30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably looking at since the days of Run TMC. Probably looking at about a 10-year drought plus.
Smalling was my hero.
Golden State had been, you know, that potential, kind of like the Oakland Athletics. They're a good team. They're a very good team at their best, but they just never could do nothing postseason-wise. You know, they go in there, even if they made it strong, they get beat by just way strong, you know, way better teams. Teams that just was miles ahead of them. Right. But, I'd say probably since the days of Mullen I can't even think of the guys, but basically when it was calling them Run TMC, that was like over 10 years
ago. Chris Mullin.
Yeah, that was probably the best name marquee team they had prior to now. And then in between that, we was in the desert. We was in the desert for a long, long time, and no rain, no burning bush, nobody coming down from the mountain. It was bad.
No part in the sea in the Bay Area.
Yeah, no part in the Bay. I mean, you have more people talking about the Sacramento Kings doing something than the Golden State Warriors.
They had terrible teams with Mitch Richmond and Pete
for a championship. You know, nobody was talking about the Warriors until it happened.
Right.
You know, it just happened.
Yeah, they probably put a winner together. And it's crazy that they put a winner together and all the guys that were there that put the team together are not there anymore. You know, Mullen, Mark Jackson, like all those guys aren't there anymore. But you have Steve Kerr, who pretty much stepped in shit, to be honest with you. And he got himself a good team, and him himself being a great player that he was, a role player.
Phil Wynn got a lot of kicky, baby. He the luckiest mofo in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
It came together for him. Let's not sit here and play it like he's the Zen master.
Right.
He Lakers coach, Pat Riley. I mean, let's not kid ourselves.
Right.
He is the luckiest mofo in the NBA. It came together. But now, give him his credit, it came together, and he knew it, and he knew what to do.
Right.
And he set it loose.
Yeah,
so, I'll give him that.
It's not rocket science, man. You got guys that...
Yeah, I'll give him that. He recognized what he had, and he set it loose. He didn't go out there pussyfooting. He wasn't like, well, let's test the waters. He knew over 10 years and nothing done, nobody talked about the Warriors. Let's put this 5-man squad out here and see what they can do. And let's see if we got something.
Yep.
And, lady, it paid off.
Yeah, it did.
Big time.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. Most definitely it did. I think, you know.
See, it wasn't the Knicks.
No, let's not get crazy.
No, I'm talking about Kerr.
Well, he could have. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, he was offered both jobs at the same time, and he chose to stay there.
Honestly, I hope they get. Cleveland's old coach, man. I don't want Kurt Rambis in there.
I know Mark Jackson is in the running for that next job too.
If Mark Jackson gets the job, he's gonna have to listen to Phil Jackson and be like, listen, I had this plan implemented. My one guy couldn't do it. You know, listen, when you have Phil Jackson running the team, you know, from upstairs, that's a Zen master. You got to listen to him. You know, He's restrained right now with the friggin', you know, with the cap and all. But, you know, when he's pretty much, even though he's not coaching behind the bench,
right,
he's still running the show.
Yeah.
So until he, you know, I have to be, you have to sell, you have to buy into that because Phil Jackson, the guy won multiple championships and he won, you know, as a player, as a coach, you know, he's an amazing guy. So, I mean, you have to put that into perspective. I don't know. That's just a mess. We'll figure that out in a couple of months, you know. But I just, you know, I hope the league changes. I hope the league steps up and, you know, looks at the Olympics this year and says, you know what, we have to do a little something with these, you know, rule changes. Yeah.
We'll see what they can do. All right, fellas, let's go ahead and end the show. Any final thoughts or concerns from anybody out there before we roll out?
No. Good here.
That's good. Nobody, thank you for coming on. Phil, thank you for calling.
Gentlemen, may I take a second if I could?
Sure.
Lucha Underground. Check it out, fellas. You won't regret it. Damn good wrestling show.
Oh, my goodness.
SmackDown was about, I'd say, 3, maybe 4 years ago, Willie D. Was actually a better entertaining show than Raw was.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it was before CM Punk did the shoot.
Mm-hmm.
When Raw was really kind of abysmal before he did the shoot, and SmackDown was great. It had Orton, it had a couple of Sheamus, had a couple other
Christian,
and it was a great show. Lucha's in that category, in my opinion.
Man, WWE, you got. Shoot, Lucha keeps growing. So I'm like you, Scott. I binge watched Lucha. So I'm there with you. Yeah, I'm there with you guys. So I'll definitely check it out and get back into it. Nobody, how do you watch it? Does it come on the station in your area, or do you catch it on YouTube?
It plays on L-Ray.
Okay.
My cable. I get Comcast, so I get it.
Okay.
Cool. LA Network, it come on. Now here's the kind of sucky part about it is that they don't do a replay though. It only plays once a day, and then if you miss it, you just miss it. You know, you got to stream it or something.
Yeah, you got to catch it right then.
DVR every Wednesday at I think 5 on West Coast time. I think it's 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think at 5 p.m. it plays over.
Okay, maybe 8 p.m. for me. So
yeah,
I think I have that channel, so I'll definitely I'll catch it if I don't YouTube.
Elway was a good channel when I had cable. I watch it more. You know, they got some of those old school action movies on there. Show a lot of the kung fu.
Oh, yeah, they show some pretty good stuff. They with their one arm flying, single pole, one arm swordsman weekend. You know, they show them old school kung fu movies.
Mm. Yeah,
it'd be pretty. I think right now they're showing the Guillotine series, and I think it's the Master of the Flying Guillotine, and then there's like two other guillotines. Films they were showing, the fools getting their heads ripped off and all their blood shooting out like a busted hydrant and everything. You know, back then anatomy wasn't realistic. You know, they just, I mean, like a fool loses his head and like 20 pints of blood would jet out of his neck before his body hit the ground.
Yeah.
You know, but that was the way they did it back then.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
There you go.
You know, you don't hear me complaining.
Mm-mm.
I love it.
You go. All right, everyone. I will see you guys next week. Thank you to the chat. Thank you for all you callers calling in. Thank you for everybody in the chat room for joining us. I'll see you guys again next week. Same time, same place. You guys take care, okay?
Later.
Good night, everybody.
Later, Phil.